Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, welcome everyone. Hope everyone had a safe Halloween or fall festival this weekend, however you celebrate in your household. And happy November to you. Can you believe it's November? Holy moly. Only 53 more shopping days until Christmas. Does it get your blood pressure up a little bit? That's only 7, maybe 8 more days off to shop for many of us. Where does the time go? Let's make sure we have a plan, not just financially, but also with our time. The best time to plan our holiday is and our schedule is now, and not when we're in the middle of all that chaos. Actually, we can avoid the chaos if we do start planning now. Here to help us with this concept of controlling our schedule all year long is Ramsey Solutions' very own Christy Wright, who will be giving us some expert advice today in this area. Christy, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Now, last time you were on, we were talking all about the Business Boutique, and that is happening this weekend. Are you jacked up, excited, or what?
I'm literally counting down the minutes. Half because I'm so excited, half because I think I'll be really relieved when all this planning is behind me.
I heard it sold out like within like a couple nanoseconds.
It was crazy. So we had a goal of 1,000 because that was roughly what the venue sat. But so we were able to open up some more seats up to really 1,200. And so we were pumped to be able to hit that.
That's fun. Folks, we were just at the Smart Conference in Phoenix and in Denver. And there's, 5,000 people each one of those events. And they were all trying to get into this event. And it is sold out too quickly. And so there was a few more spots open and we kind of gave those out. But now it's busting at the seams. And I'm begging Christy if I can get into it. But she's going to maybe let me, hang from the rafters.
Sneak in the back.
So remind us again on what this event is and what it does for folks.
Sure. Well, the main thing I want to remember is that this event is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. So the Business Boutique is where we equip women to make money doing what they love. And each piece of that tagline really has a story behind it. It's not just a catchy tagline. That's what we do. We want to give women the business tools that they need to be successful, to turn their hobbies, skills, gifts, and talents into income for their family. Now, that may be in addition to a full-time job, or it may be in addition to staying home full-time with the kids. But either way, many women have this desire to have a creative outlet and keep their education and skills sharp. Yeah. And so they're able to do this, but we want to help them actually earn money at it. Yeah. And many of them miss the business background. So that's where we step in.
Gotcha. And folks, you guys know, obviously, if you've been listening to the show for any time, it's no wonder why I'm bringing her in here, because a lot of you have called in with this scenario. I've got skills and talents and I want to be able to maximize them for my family. How do I do this? Or maybe somebody is disabled and they're at home and how do I make money out of the home? And so this comes up a lot, probably about every other show. And so that's why I wanted to make sure that we hit on this. Now, you've got a passion about this that goes pretty deep. Where does this passion start?
Well, I think it's really cool to see how when you look at your story at different stages in your life, things start to make sense of how God is weaving together separate chapters that you didn't understand at the time or didn't make sense at the time. And now I'm seeing how God is weaving together separate sections of my story that I thought were unrelated and really weaving them together for this purpose. So I was the daughter of two entrepreneurs. And specifically, my mother starting a cake shop when I was 6 months old to raise and support me has given me this fire and this passion to help and equip women in business specifically. And then in addition to that, I have an education in business. I'm a business coach, certified business coach and life coach. And then on top of that, I've had two side businesses of my own. So you start to see how God pulls these strings together and goes, hey, I've got something awesome for you to do with this. So that's where the passion really comes from.
That's cool. I see that in my own life. I'm sure, folks, you see that in your own life of all these little bits and pieces of your past and your experience all coming together. And it's really, really special to see. So do you think there'll be any more of these events? Because I think there's probably a lot of frustrated listeners.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Tell me about an event that's sold out. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Well, that's the number one question we have too. Also is, will we take it to other cities? And the answer is yes, more cities, yes, more dates. This is just the beginning. And so it's very cool, Chris, to see how well this is being received. It's such affirmation that we are really hitting a pain point and a need in the marketplace. And also God is in it. There's no doubt about it that God is in this project. And so I just encourage people, this is the very beginning, but if you stay connected with me on ChristyWright.com, mm-hmm. then you can start to really know what the next things are we're rolling out. So there will be future events, there will be a book, there will be an online community. We're looking at all of this. We're just trying to keep up as fast as we can because it's growing very, very fast.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Well, folks, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we talk about how to live this life God's way and for His glory. And today, we are hyper-focusing in on how to do this with our schedules, how to balance it all. And I'm sure I'm not alone, that's a struggle, you know. You feel like you've got to balance every day perfectly. Okay, I spent 8 hours at work. I got to spend 8 hours with my kids. It's got to be perfectly balanced every day. And so we're going to talk about, is that a myth or is there a reality to that? So we're glad that we have her in studio here, Christy Wright. And then she's also very active on social media. On Twitter, she's Christy B. Wright. That's Christy B. Wright. So let me ask you a question. What is the most common issue that you hear from people when it comes to growing their business, this whole, you know, this idea of work and life balance? Like, what's their biggest issue? What's the biggest wrestle? What's going through their minds?
Well, I think you've got two things going on. With the biggest issue with work-life balance, which was the first part of the question, is people don't understand it. Yeah. It is this abstract idea that we believe we're supposed to have, and we cannot figure out what that even means, mm-hmm. much less how to get it. Yeah. And so you've been familiar with my talks at Entree Leadership and other conferences where I speak on this issue, and really I simplify it, I boil it down, and I redefine it for people, and I make it tangible. So it's not, just like you said, it's not about a 50-50 split between work and home. It's about being present, and it's about aligning your time with those things that are most important to you. Now, that sounds simple, but Chris, we spend a lot of our precious time, these valuable hours that we have in our lifetime, on things that are not important, mm-hmm. that either we got sucked into, things we committed to that we end up resenting and regretting, you know, things that we feel guilted into, or just getting busy and distracted with, whether it's on our cell phones or reality TV, and we're going, you know what? I feel frustrated and stressed and exhausted and angry, but it's not because we're doing too many things. It's because we're doing the wrong things.
Right.
And so we feel that tension in our lives. And so I help people realign their time with their values. Now, the side business issue really poses kind of a different question, because when you look at this, women having this goal and motivation to earn income from their side business, many of them don't know where to start. They're confident in their skills. They're confident that they have a calling in their life. They have a passion in their heart. They love to do this thing, whatever this thing is for them. But they're going, oh, but the business stuff. Oh, it's so overwhelming. I don't know where to start. I have so many questions. And those questions lead to this wall that they hit, where overwhelm replaces their initial excitement. And that's where I step in and say, let me reduce the overwhelm so you can keep the excitement and do what you love.
I think about parents and I think about mothers. They've got a lot of requests to do a lot of good things. You say that their schedules needs to line up with their values. Mm-hmm. How does someone assess what their values really are? Because all those things could feel like, oh, I value that, I value this. But how do they figure out, how do they assess what their true values are?
That's a great question. And I don't think I've actually ever been asked that question. Great question. So it's interesting because we have more options, more opportunities, and more choices in our world than any other lifetime. Mm-hmm. So you could be involved in many, many, many good things.
Yeah.
But I think it takes stepping out of the busyness of the day-to-day, like you talked about earlier, and really assessing not only where your strengths are, but where your passions are and where the need is and how those intersect. Yeah. And so what are the things that make you come alive? Mm-hmm. What are the things that bring you joy? What are the things that give you energy? Because it's very incredible when you see something. For example, I speak on stage.
Yeah.
That would exhaust someone that's not their strength and passion. But for me, I get off stage and I'm more fired up than when I walked on stage.
Yeah.
It takes work, but it gives me energy. And so if you can look at what are these different things that bring you joy, you'll find you kind of identify what those are. Now, that means that there's other good things that you'll have to say no to because your time is finite, but it helps you narrow down to those most important things, which is tough in our culture of so many choices.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit about speaking and mm-hmm. how that looks in your personal life. How has it looked in your personal life in other areas, like relationships and when it comes to your values?
Great question. So before I had my son in mm-hmm. January, I'm a new mom. Before I had my son, I spent a lot of time at social activities. Uh-huh. If anyone's familiar with the DISC assessment, I'm 100% I love relationships and parties and celebrations and friends. I love to be around people.
Yeah.
So my husband and I balance that with him having alone time and me having time with my girlfriends much more frequently than he has time with his friends.
Uh-huh.
But when my son came in the picture, something had to get bumped, right? Yeah. Because something is now all-consuming, taking up my time. So I spent a lot of less time with my friends. I saw them once a month versus once a week. So as seasons of your life change, it forces you to reevaluate what those priorities are, and they may shift, and that's okay.
What about pre-marriage and post-marriage? So like a single person, their life balance wrestle looks right. different. Right. What are some of the things they need to consider?
Well, I just encourage people to not compare themselves with someone else. Mm-hmm. For example, someone that is 24 years old, or myself when I was 24 years old, yeah. they may spend all of their time building their career. And they may feel really good about that. And that is okay. Because you know what? You don't have to report to anybody. You're single.
Because it goes back to your values.
Exactly.
Not theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you become married, that's a different conversation because it's not just your time. Just like it's not just your money. It's mm-hmm. y'all's money together. So it's not just your time. It's your family's time that you're making commitments. So having a conversation, I encourage people to get on the same page, just like when you're creating a budget, but also with your calendar and your time. But the biggest thing, misconception is that my life should look like someone else's. You know, Jane, she cooks every night, home-cooked organic meals for her kids, but I don't like to cook. Well, I feel like I should cook. I should make a goal to cook more. No, not if you don't like to cook. Don't make that a goal. Yeah. Your life doesn't have to look like hers. You figure out what's right for you and find confidence in your own choices. Mm-hmm. And that's how we really find comfort in our own skin is figuring out the choices that are right for you as a grown adult. And your life changes. So maybe you're 24 and you're working, you know, 70, 80, 90 hours a week, but that feels good to you because that's where you are in your career and that's okay.
Yeah. So you're okay with saying no? You can say no?
I've gotten very good at this, Chris. Uh-huh. People ask me about that tension I feel, and I used to, but honestly, I remind people that no is a muscle. Yeah. And if you never use it, then it becomes very difficult. Mm. But the more you use it, the more you practice, the stronger that muscle becomes and the easier it becomes. And once you do it long enough,
yeah.
it actually feels good. Uh-huh. Like you feel more powerful, like you actually have a say in your own life. Imagine that. So it's important to practice that skill and it really helps you develop that strength so that, you know, 3 weeks in or 3 years in, you don't even think twice about it. You know, wow. you're confident in your choices.
I've heard you say no is a complete sentence.
Yes. You know, in the South, we want to be so nice. We don't want anybody to, you know, be disappointed. But no is a complete sentence. And I encourage people, you don't have just the right to say no.
Uh-huh.
You have the responsibility to say no. Because yeah. if you don't protect those values and those things that are important to you, no one else will. Wow. No one can do that for you. You've got to say no.
My guess is that wherever you're at right now, you've got some things to think about. You've got some schedule. You know, you're looking at your calendar right now and thinking, man, what am I doing? And that's good because that's what the show's about is to help you and to walk you through those decisions. And a lot of times we need a third party to speak into our lives and point out crazy because we've all have it in our schedule and we have it in our checkbooks. And so we're glad you're tuning in. Now you have this download that people yes. can access called the 25 ways to say no.
Yes.
And so we're going to be talking about that in just a few moments. So you guys just hold on. That is going to be interesting to take a look at. Well, one of the things that can bog down a business owner is the burden of doing taxes. When you're trying to find the balance between work and life, the last thing that we want to think about is the latest tax codes, right? Well, it's time to find professionals who can help you and professionals that you can trust. If you want to ensure you maximize your refund this year, then let us connect you with a trusted tax advisor in your area to discuss all your options. Don't put off getting your money back. Go to stewardship.com and click Find an ELP. That's our endorsed local providers to schedule an appointment with a local tax expert that you can trust today. We know them and we trust them. I know I'm glad I reached out and I know you'll be glad too. So, Christy, about this 25 ways to say no. Give us a little bit of insight in this and where they can actually find this.
Well, it's a cheat sheet.
Uh-huh.
It's a cheat sheet to help you practice this skill that is sometimes tough when you haven't done it or you're not used to it. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I compiled a list of 25 ways to say no. Here's the best part. You never even have to say the word. All of the options are ways to say no, but you never say the word. So an option might look like this. You know what? Thanks so much for thinking of me, Chris. I can't fit one more thing in my schedule, but I appreciate the offer. I never said the word, but the answer is still the same, and it's friendly, and you can do it in a way that's true to you that you don't feel guilty about.
Yeah.
And so on my website, if you search 25 ways to say no, uh-huh. There's also a box on the home screen where you can download that. And it's just a great way for you to kind of have a script to start to practice that muscle until it becomes more natural on your own.
Well, a lot of the things that we talk about on this show is not just the action. We're not addressing an action. So that would be very surface level. We're going to stop saying yes, and we're going to start saying no. But there's a belief system behind it all. And Christy was just telling me when we were off the air just before we started that she's familiar with a passage of scripture that is behind all of this, the knowing your lane. And I wanted her to share a little bit about you know, what God's been telling her about this. So tell us a little bit about, we all have an assignment, right?
Well, here's the interesting thing. I've been speaking on life balance for years, and I knew that if you look at Jesus' example, he rested. Mm-hmm. He said no.
Yeah.
He went away to pray. He took his time on making decisions, things like that, where it was very interesting, where we tend to be frantic and busy and rushed and running ragged. And that's not really the example he set, but I didn't have an actual statement or scripture that I could point to and say, this is the basis of my teaching on life balance. And I always kind of struggled with it, even though I knew biblically that is what God, the example God set through Jesus. And so Bishop Walker did a devotional for us here that, and he said one thing and one story that stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah.
And he talked about when you look at the life of Jesus and you look at the way that we live our lives frantic and scrambling to help everyone everywhere.
Yeah.
And now let me say this, that comes from a good place.
Yeah.
We want to help people, and I get it because I want to help people too. Yeah. But if we're honest, trying to help everyone everywhere is the very thing that leads to burnout. Mm-hmm. And it makes us bitter, and it makes us give up because we can't keep up. And so what Bishop Walker taught me was that's not what Jesus did. He didn't follow the need, the never-ending need, which was never-ending in his time, just like our time.
Yeah.
He followed his assignment. Mm. And he gave a great example where he talks about Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, for example. He didn't raise everyone dead in the cemetery that day. You think of all the dead people in the cemetery that Jesus walked past are going, hey, what about me? Please. Yeah. He went to Lazarus. He raised Lazarus from the dead.
Yeah.
And that was because Jesus was focused on the assignment. Yeah. Not the need. And he was more focused on what God was asking of him, not what people were asking of him. And I just wonder how different our lives would be led if we focused on that instead. If we focused on our assignment, the unique gifts and callings on our heart, if we focused on what God was asking us to do, if we focused more on pleasing God than pleasing people. And often, a lot of times, the reason we get so busy and burn out is because we're very consumed with pleasing people.
Yeah.
And Pete Wilson, I love learning from pastors that are just so brilliant and teach me a lot. But Pete Wilson, who's also my pastor and yours as well in Nashville, he made a statement one time at Catalyst. And it kind of was one of those statements that sucks the air to the room. And he's speaking to church leaders, which we all are just trying to save the world, right? We're just trying to do everything. And he said, I just want to encourage you guys and challenge you. There's a very big difference between doing something to be loving and doing it to be loved. And I was so convicted because I thought, man, when I do all this stuff, I imagine how great I'm going to be. I imagine the hero that I'm going to be and how pleased everyone's going to be with me.
Yeah.
And there's a very big difference in our motivations there. And I wonder if we could have confidence in our identity in Christ and stop trying to keep up with everyone else.
That is so good. And whether you're a male or female, a mom or a dad, a husband or a wife, you're out there right now, think about your schedule. Think about your week and think about the things that you engage in and the possible margin that's out there that you've filled. Is that so that you can be loving, or is that so you can be loved? That's such a good question for us. Just a self-analysis of where we're at with this. So very, very good. I love that. Let's switch over a little bit to, we got the holidays coming up.
Yes.
And of course, we don't want that to be chaotic because we really, that loving, to be able to love others, it comes at a margin, whenever we have margin. And let me just push time out for a second. Okay, this is for those of you that are out there who are overachievers, you're filling up your schedule, you're running around with your head cut off. This is not for those of you out there that are lazy. We're not saying don't you got to make sure that you know where you're at in this. If you're already lazy, it's not it's not doing less.
I don't usually talk about that because I don't understand lazy.
Right.
Can I just say that? Like, I don't hang out with lazy people. I don't even know friends that are lazy people.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine that. So I usually am speaking to the overachiever, which was who I'm always around.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, if you go out there and you were to poll 100 people, nobody would say, I'm not working hard enough.
Right.
Everyone thinks that they're working their tail off. They're working, you know, doing too many things. But regardless, whatever you're doing, whatever you're filling your schedule up with, it needs to be measured up against your values, regardless. So if you're only filling up 30% of your schedule, it still needs to be, hey, listen, how are we spending my time? Is it towards my values or is it not? So as we go into Christmas, what are the tricks? Is it the same thing as all year long, or what can we do different?
I think it is the same thing, but just to keep it really simple for a good takeaway going into this crazy season.
Yeah,
I wrote a blog one time on this topic, but this would be my encouragement for your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the Christmas season, focus on doing less.
Okay.
Doing less. And when you do less, you can really live more. And here's what I mean by that, Chris. That means that when you happen to get ready early on some random day and you have 20 minutes to spare, don't try to fit in one more errand to the bank, which is going to make you rushed again and stressed again. Instead, stop. Drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Play with your kids. Hang out.
Yeah.
You know, just do, just build in, like you talk about with your money, but also with your time, build in some margin for life to happen, for breath to happen.
Yeah.
There was one day I came home from work. This was a couple months ago. It was a beautiful day in the afternoon, and everything in me wanted to run in achiever mode. I've got to clean the bottles. I've got to vacuum. I've got to do this. I've got to get my clothes ready for the trip this week, et cetera. And then I just was like, no, I'm going to sit here on my deck and enjoy my son. Mm. And I just sat there, and the breeze was blowing through my hair, and I looked him in the eyes, and we giggled, and we played, and I just stopped my world.
Yeah.
And especially in the Christmas season, when there's so many parties and potlucks and things to do and things to celebrate, it's those are good things. Those are not bad things.
Yeah.
But I just encourage people to build in some time to just live your life. Build in some time for those family relationships, for those laughter, those memories, those moments to happen. And instead of trying to crowbar in one more thing when you have 3 minutes to spare, just let your life breathe a little bit. So do less to live more. And I just encourage people in the crazy season to build that in on purpose, because it won't happen if you don't.
Yeah, so good. And you have to do that now. You have to think about what those crazy seasons and holidays, one of them. Make that decision now, because your schedule's filling up already.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make that call now. I'm reminded of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness." You get all into this, and you get so wrapped up in doing. You got to be careful. You don't get carried away by it. And we can get carried away by, like you said, the Messiah complex. You got to go help everybody. Mm-hmm. You can get carried away by your own righteousness.
Sure.
And forget to actually live in the process. And you can be about God's business, but not love God.
Well, I totally agree. And that this example is so overused. So I think it's easy for it to kind of fall on deaf ears. But I would just encourage people to think of the beautiful example of Mary and Martha.
Mm, yes.
And just sitting at the feet of Jesus, just looking your kids in the eyes, just telling stories. If you're not sure what to talk about with your family, that sounds silly, but a lot of people are on their phones and they don't know how to. Start conversations with "remember when." Yeah. Matt, remember that time we got locked out of your house and we had to eat payway on the pea gravel driveway because we didn't have a key? Remember the time we went on that vacation and it started pouring down rain in our convertible? Remember, and it just engages your family into life and bonding and memories and moments. And I just encourage people to remember, like, the example of Mary and Martha, it's not the busyness that God asks of us. It's just sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Yeah. You have a line in one of your talks that really hit me hard, and it was, I'm going to butcher it, but it said,
I'll help you.
It said, the son was saying to the father, was saying, "Dad, your bedtime stories are so much better when you don't have your iPhone in your hand."
Right. He was six.
And 6 years old. And you've reminded me of that several times. You've been such a convicting resource in my life for this whole life balance thing.
I feel like you're self-editing there.
yes, exactly. Well, you know, you glanced, I mean, you went right by this, and this is a great takeaway for us folks, that life balance isn't about a 50-50 split. It's not about home and work. It's about 100% present. Wherever you are, when you're supposed to be reading that bedtime story, be there. Mm-hmm. If you're on a date night, be there. And that is the spirit behind Christy's message. Again, you can follow her at Christy B. Wright on Twitter. That's Christy B, W-R-I-G-H-T. Her website is ChristyWright.com. And we're so thankful that she spent the day with us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, as we wrap up today's show, I want to remind you of the fantastic article of Christy's on stewardship.com, the download called 25 Ways to Say No. Check it out. We're going to have it there. It's under the section called Chris Recommends. I'm sure none of us need help in this area of saying no, but if we know someone who might need help in this area, let's help them out by pointing them towards this article. If you or your friends want more free resources like Christy's 25 Ways to Say No, I invite you to sign up for the stewardship.com newsletter. We promise not to hound you with needless correspondence, but to periodically attempt to add value to your life through free resources and keep you informed of all of our giveaways. Now, this is going to be an incredible week of shows, but you do not want to miss Friday's show. Why? I'll be letting you know on Friday something amazing we are doing for this upcoming holiday season. You don't want to miss it. I'll just leave it at that. Well, it's been a pleasure, my friends. Until next time, let's stay prayed up, asking God to help us manage this life His way and for His glory. God bless you.